worked very hard with the Chamber of Commerce, Primary Health, and all those people who understood that the only way we could take care of the many needy people who had lost their health care access because of the $2 billion in cuts in Obamacare was to pass Medicaid expansion, which we developed a plan would not cost the state a nickel. It would not take any money out of general revenue. It would allow us to reform Medicaid, to give more patient responsibility. And unfortunately, we were just a few filibustering senators short of getting it done.
So were you disappointed, or do you think next year is going to be better?
Well, we're going to lose $2 billion by not doing it this year. But we have no intention of quitting, because this means too much to Missouri, and it means too much to the people who are losing health care. Connect Care in St. Louis, Truman Hospital in Kansas City, and in rural areas of the state, hospitals are laying off people. Community health centers are shutting down. That means for people with lower incomes, the only place to go to get health care may be the emergency room, which is terribly costly and inefficient and not healthy for them.
One of the biggest opponents of Medicaid expansion has been Senator Schaaf in St. Joseph, Missouri, and he has been kind of on a crusade against the certificate of need process for years. Is it possible that next year maybe a Medicaid expansion could be combined with either changing or completely getting rid of that process as a way to get them to stop filibustering?
Our lead and champion, Ryan Silvey, was working with Senator Schaaf, and he worked with everybody who had special ideas, things that needed to be done, and he crafted a very good bill. But still some people were hung up on saying no, despite the fact that I believe we proved that we could take care of all the pressing health care needs in the Medicaid area, bringing in private health care providers to compete for the business and giving Missourians personal responsibility for their health care.
My last question, next year, maybe there's fewer filibustering senators. Do you think that maybe it gets more traction?
Well, I hope it will, but the problem is there are going to be a lot of people without health care. There's some national studies that more people will die because they won't have access to health care. I don't know. It's a frightening prospect. You don't know whether that's going to happen. We do know that Missouri is going to lose $2 billion, and there are a lot of people, needy people, who are not going to get health care. And I've worked for my entire career to make sure we had a good health care safety net, and it got ripped up by the cuts from the federal government.